You just heard from the Turkish Delights. That was Frightening Lightning. Before that, we had all kinds of good stuff. We heard from Stars. We heard from St. Vincent the Decemberists, the Mountain Goats, and the Heartless Bastards, as well as the Fleet Foxes back there in that last set. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliette Fromhold, and I'm very excited to introduce our guests for the evening. They are going to be playing with the Turkish Delights this Saturday night, along with King Elk at South Park Tavern. We're going to tell you all about that and all about their brand new self-titled album. Very cool stuff. But first, let's hear a live tune from Frontier Folk Nebraska.
Layla, Ohio, here comes the rain. Never forget the words you once say. Sirens ring like church bells. Now there's a rainfall through yesterday's light. Nightmares, I'm home. Nightmares, I'm alive. Someday I return to you, my love. Open arms, no.
Frontier Folk Nebraska live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I want to welcome you guys both here, Travis and Michael. Very, very happy to have you guys here. I've been wanting to have you guys on the show for quite a while, since your first album, Pearls, came out, actually.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, very, very happy to have you all. Tell me a little bit, to start out, about how you guys got started playing together, along with the other members of the band.
That started several years ago, back in 2006. myself and Steven Oder and his then-girlfriend Andrea Lee, we formed this folk-esque band, Frontier Folk Nebraska, where it was me playing acoustic, Steve bass and drums, and Andrea playing violin. And so it kind of formed from that into Andrea's departure, then a few ins and outs, and then Travis Talbert over here joined, and then Brett Trish.
Yeah. And we made the record with that lineup with me and Brett and Steve and Mike, and then Brett left a little bit after we had kind of started making the record, and then our drummer now is named Nate Wagner, and we've known him. We went to high school together and have known each other for a long time. So Nate's in the band now, and
like the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
right?
having sort of all come up together, maybe not necessarily always playing together. Does that make it easier for somebody new like your drummer to step into the band and just have an instant rapport with you guys rather than bringing in somebody completely new?
Yeah, definitely.
I think absolutely.
Especially Travis and Nate have played for years before.
Yeah. We all kind of learned. I think we all kind of learned how to play together.
Right. It's very honest.
Yeah. But it's easier to trust, I guess, somebody with what's going on if you've known them for a long time. So.
And I know that it's funny because you said it started as a folk band, and on your Facebook page it says very specifically you're not a folk band, and you're obviously not from Nebraska.
Right.
But what sort of musical path brought you guys to this style of music? Is folk music and more so Americana music something that you all grew up listening to or you found later on in life?
I don't think I really grew up listening to anything like that, unless you would count like Neil Young or something like that. I guess my dad did listen to a lot of the Band and things like that. So I guess there's things like that that were always there, but
it was a key band, a big band, like you said, Band or Neil Young that lead you down these side roads to start figuring out what else is out there and what is influenced.
But I think we all love, we all love Nirvana too.
Yeah,
we always wanted to be loud.
it basically became a folk band because the drummer at the time when we were starting to practice and like, okay, we're going to set a date to play a show, and then he bowed out. And it's like, well, I still want to play a show, even though we don't have a drummer. I'll just play acoustic guitar. And that's been the key. That was a key for about a year and a half to 2 years when I was just like, I got to start playing my Telecaster again. And I got to.
Yeah, when I came in, I thought I was joining a folk band. And then I would show up and Mike would want to play really loud every night. And so that's what we kind of did for the first year, I think, until we all really knew. When I first joined and Brett joined, we didn't really know the songs,
right?
But we learned them very quickly.
So folk band maybe out of necessity at the beginning, and then going more towards what you right. wanted to play, which
you
was
find the elements.
Yeah.
Folk in a very abstract sense,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're always going to be folk songs because I write them on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
So I'll own up to the folk in the name.
when you're writing on acoustic guitar, how do you then translate, something that's very, very acoustic? And I can tell just by your lyrics on, what I've heard tonight and the last album, very lyrically driven. How do you take that and translate it into a full band? Is it sort of you off on your own writing something and you bring it to the band, or do you guys work stuff out together, or...?
I think recently, since it's now become a band, we start figuring out songs. And then I add lyrics to them throughout the process. Or I'll be like, Travis, I am stuck. Give me a good word.
Yeah. But I think it was kind of how you said it to begin with. It was, Mike would come in with a song, and then we would all learn to play.
Right.
And it would become something different because of, because of who else was playing it,
right.
but that was how
I feel like
went.
It's a band, man.
It is a band. You got to get over that.
I know. I'm happy to be in
the band.
I'll come in with ideas, and then we'll just mesh it out to where it's feeling a band, like a band. Like, hey, drummer, you're not just a drummer. What's your opinion?
So definitely more of a collaborative project.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about the album. How long have you guys been working on this one? Did you start it right after Pearls?
Sort of. It was in the summer of 2009. And we were recording it at our practice space, which was our drummer, Brett. It was his space.
Just a bunch of kids, wild at heart.
Yeah. And we kind of turned it into a studio, and we did all the basic tracks for that summer.
Right. Almost to the winter.
Yeah. And then we moved into Mike's house to do the overdubs.
My mother's house.
It's
with the stove.
Right. And our bass player recorded everything. He's our genius.
Magician.
Yeah. So Steve did all that. And then, here it is now.
Does having somebody in the band that has those recording skills to where you can do it at home and keep it really, really in-house, do you find that that's an advantage over, say, going into a studio and putting all of the mixing and stuff into someone else's hands?
I think for sure. I mean, just because we could do, we didn't have to worry about how much it cost.
It's on our time.
It was on our time. So we could go in and we could try, There's a lot of extra noises that were added after the fact, and we could go in and try that. Like, we could go in and try putting a piano on something and see how that sounded. And if we didn't like it, we didn't have to worry about.
And especially everybody's schedule, it was kind of hard to get in together on a weekly basis. So it definitely was an advantage to us to have Steve that knows his way around this gear and how to record, that we can have as much time as we wanted to work on it.
And even regardless of that, the recordings that Steve makes are my favorite things that I've ever recorded on. So I've never paid anybody that I thought did better than Steve.
Right.
He just does a phenomenal job.
And so from the sounds of it, the songs evolved a lot during the recording process because you were able to do that experimentation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few things that were way too long that we had to fix as we went along, and things that, like we said, we tried adding parts to them and things like that. And so, yeah, they definitely don't sound the same as they did when we first did them, but they're pretty close.
Well, I think we should give a listen to some of the album tracks, shall we?
Yeah, this one's got a lot of noises on it.
It's so good. My dog passed away, so he was able to be a part of this record, which...
So we're dedicating this one to Wilson.
Yes.
Very nice. Here is a first listen of the first track from Frontier Folk Nebraska's self-titled album. We're going to come back, tell you how to get it, tell you how to see these guys, and give you some more info. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope, but first, take a listen to this.
We'll be right back. casting imperfections as the drum becomes a line, colored in pastels as the road maps back in time. Let's get the picture of the failures we perceive, breathing boozy whispers that always come between. When it comes to day when the black takes the train, outside infidelity takes the calm to my game. Take away the silence, picture should be gay, great in the fashion when no one is away. So is the light, in place bars, oh, shouted out stone, I'm a drunken mess, and I don't want to blame, but the things that I said, what went inside me, shed cigarettes and escaped out the drawers.
Brand new tunes from Frontier Folk Nebraska. Their self-titled album, it's their second one, is getting ready to come out. They've got a show this Saturday at South Park Tavern along with the Turkish Delights and King Elk. And we have Travis and Mike from the band here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so the new album, it's out on vinyl, right?
Correct.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm a big vinyl fan. What was the decision to do vinyl as opposed to CDs or downloads or you know, any sort of music beamed into your head like that?
I think to us it's the thing that we really like. It's the format we really all like. It's something that's something that I feel like me and Mike always had in common is that we would go record shopping. It was kind of like our thing to do. I would, you know, like call each other up and like, you want to go buy some records. And it just seems like a much more it's not a disposable format like so many other things are anymore. It's something really big and it takes up space and you have to flip it over to keep listening to it and you have to really kind of engage yourself to do it. And it's a physical thing making the noise, and it's something that we really all really enjoy.
And when you put an album out on vinyl as opposed to just say releasing the songs on MP3 or even in some respects a CD, a lot of time and care has to go into the sequencing of the album. What, you know, what's going to be on the A side, what's going to be on the B side. Was that something that did that come into consideration with your first album as well as this one, or was that something sort of new that you were tackling with this album?
No, I mean, sequence, it's a very special thing. And you have to take in consideration
the time. I mean,
wait, what's that? Well, I thought she said pearls. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, I think we do that just in general. Before we even had discussed that we would put this, you know, put it out on vinyl, I think that's how I kind of think about things is that
what's next?
You know, like this, you got this much space.
Mm-hmm.
You get like a couple. You get two good sides, and then you have a whole album.
So you're already thinking of it in kind of an arc.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things that I remembered when, like, that period where CDs were the thing to go to, that's when
it seems like albums got really, really long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anything over 45 minutes, most of the time, those extra 15, you know, like if you go for an hour, those extra 15 minutes on a lot of people's records are not that good.
Like AM.
Yeah. And it kind of, I just think, you know, if you kind of stick to that format, it makes you edit yourself down and it makes you not say things that you didn't necessarily have to do.
It forces you to make kind of the tough choices.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we were like Michelangelo stepping back and looking at a slab of stone. And it's like, well, how am I going to make this David? I just got to sit back and just stare at it for a little bit.
And then start chipping away.
Exactly.
Well, where can people get the album if they want to get a copy of this?
At the moment, you'll be able to get it at the show. We're playing in Dayton on Saturday at the South Park Tavern. And you can get it at any of our shows. But if you can't necessarily make it out to one of the shows, you can buy it off of our blog, which is frontierfolknebraska.blogspot.com. And we'll ship it right to you.
The record store.
Yeah, and then you can also buy it at Shake It Records in Cincinnati at the moment.
Very cool, very cool. In talking about, you know, Cincinnati and Dayton and all that, you know, you guys are kind of part of both musical communities. You know, you're a Cincy / Kentucky band, but you're also, you very much have a presence within the Dayton scene. Do you feel like you have homes in both places?
Yes, absolutely. We just all love playing in Dayton. Since the first time I was with the band and we came up here, we played at Canal Street Tavern, and I just remember thinking, like, everybody is really paying attention here. And that doesn't happen in a lot of places. And we've met really cool people.
Where's Jeffro?
Yeah. Our friend Jeffro, he took care of us for over a year, and we still talk to him. And then Kyle at South Park has been really cool to us, and you're being very nice to us and generous as well. So, amongst other people, we just really like playing up here.
Very cool, very cool. What's in the works for the future? Are you guys planning on trying to tour with the album at all, or stick basically regionally, or have you thought about that yet?
Globally,
yeah.
Japanese tour.
We're going out for a little bit in December. We're going to go to Toledo and Indianapolis and Chicago, and we play in Columbus a lot, and we always come up to Dayton, and we play in Louisville. We've played as far down south as like Birmingham and Atlanta, but kind of got to plan a little bit further ahead to get all that stuff together, but we'll do that some more, keep broadening the radius.
Absolutely. And are you guys writing already for whatever the next album is going to be? Are you a band that writes all the time nonstop, or are you taking a little break? Or
no, I mean, you got to keep plugging away.
Yeah, I mean, we already have almost an entire album's worth of new stuff, I think.
It's not good, but we're like Metallica. We have to write like 35 songs before we can sift through them.
Very nice. Well, we'll look forward to the next one whenever it happens. But for now, we shall enjoy the self-titled album. Can we hear another live one, guys?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
All right. I'm going to hand things over to Frontier Folk Nebraska for another live tune.
Something I said to you, bourbon on my breath to tell the truth. On the field with my hands in the fire, reminds me of the voice that I desire. Let me be your smoke king, and I will take you away from this bar that I promise. Ooh.
Frontier Folk Nebraska live in the WYSO studios. Check them out this Saturday night at South Park Tavern. They're playing with the Turkish Delights and King Elk. And while you're there, pick up a copy of their new self-titled album out now on vinyl. Guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much.
Frontier Folk Nebraska. Let's hear another one from the new album. This is called Queen City Serenade, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Streetcars to shine the lights through the frames of the window pane. Loneliness on the outer side. In my mind, I'll be alright tonight. I'll be alright tonight.